Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think it's interesting just to gauge how people feel about Jimmy Garoppolo based on the timing. Like, I've seen a bunch of people. We've had some people say, well, you can't until you got to figure out Ken was kind of this way at the start of the interview. When we talked with Ken Carman at 220 today.
It was a great segment. If you don't have the Odyssey app, I highly recommend you go back and take a listen to the 220 segment. It was a great conversation.
But when we started, he's like, well, you got to wait for the Deshaun thing. And I think it only makes sense for 17 games. Do you trust Jacoby Brissett for 12
honestly,
games?
Honestly, I think anything more than six games at this point, I would really love to have Jimmy G in the house.
What if?
And here's the other thing, folks, you need to think about, okay? Everybody on my timeline, or my mentions, I should say, on Twitter, when I suggested Jimmy G earlier, not everyone, but there's a good portion of fans that are like, no, we're going to ride with Brissett.
I was that way for about the whole time I was here until today.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing that you're not thinking about. What if Jacoby Brissett has an injury?
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Are we going to leave this season up to... You know what it feels like?
You can't leave the season up to Joshua Dobbs.
Brissett, Josh Rosen, and Josh Dobbs feels like 2015. Where you had Josh McCown, who is a great backup. Josh really was. From everything that we say about the person that is Jacoby Brissett, we say and should say about Josh McCown. That was their starter. Their backup was a guy who we already knew was a bust after seeing him for five games in Johnny Manziel. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember the third quarterback was like Connor Shaw or somebody like
Connor
that.
Connor Shaw actually started a game against the Ravens.
He did, because everybody got starts for the Cleveland Browns at quarterback. I feel like that's what the quarterback room is shaping up like. And that's a best-case scenario because Josh could start for half a season and give you a chance to win some games. I've started to wonder with what we're hearing at a camp, what we're hearing out of practice, it's not sounding great. And I don't know if Jacoby Brissett just looks bad in correlation to Deshaun, which he should because Deshaun is a freak, or whether he's really kind of looking closer to the guy he was in Miami than the guy he was in Indianapolis. That's a real concern.
Deshaun's like a Miami 11.
Yes. And Jacoby's like a
Cleveland 7.
I was going to say, Cleveland 7 actually might be generous. It might be closer to a Cleveland 5. I don't want the Browns to wait. I don't. I said yesterday, I'm done with the pity party. Like, I can't come in and mope on air. I can't do it. I understand that Deshaun Watson could hypothetically play in week 7, right? That was well, he's got to serve the 6-game suspension no matter what. But if there's an injunction and this isn't handled by the time October 23rd rolls around, well, Deshaun Watson could go out there. Worry about that when it comes. Because right now, you're within a month of the regular season, 5 weeks of the regular season, and you've built this roster at almost every spot on this roster to win now. And I think the more important thing, and I'm going to continue to hammer this, if you are the Browns, you have to understand. I think the Browns are a little confounded right now. I don't want to speak for them. I think the Browns are privately a little confounded at the criticism that they've received. And which confounds me.
I was just going to say, I was a little confounded there. Because I'm confounded.
It's double confounding.
There's so much confounding here.
There does seem to be a defensiveness from the Browns about the Deshaun situation, and not just, like, even our criticism of them. Well, if you don't want that, there's only one way, literally, only one way, to stop yourself from being the laughingstock of the NFL as Deshaun Watson disparages the history of Cleveland Brown with the allegations that are there, and that's winning. And if you're going to say, well, we're comfortable with the idea of Jacoby Brissett or bust, apparently, through 12 games, okay, then get comfortable with people tearing you a new one, because the only thing that changes narratives in the NFL is winning games, and winning a lot of games, Dustin.
And they've got a chance to this year with the right quarterback. And look, the Browns miscalculated this. I think we can all agree upon that. They did not think Deshaun Watson was going to miss more than, you know, probably 4 to 6 games this year. That's why they brought in Brissett. They felt the schedule was favorable also on top of things. And now, with this miscalculation, most teams would be screwed. But the Browns don't have to be screwed.
And most years, they would be screwed.
Most teams in most years, you would be absolutely screwed, and you'd have to take that L this year. But they don't have to. There's a gift.
And the only reason the you're
gift
taking
is,
it
is in San Francisco, just waiting.
And he's really good-looking. It's a great-looking gift.
It's a great-looking gift.
Perfect packaging.
Yeah.
That sounded a little suggestive.
It did.
The only reason you don't do it is if you're stubborn. Pride,
or
stubbornness.
Ego, yeah, whatever you want to call it.
And
which, by the way, they might be.
I think it
This is the same organization that just signed a guy with 26 sexual allegations against him, civil lawsuits, I should say, and was just found guilty by a federal judge of violating the code of conduct on 4 occasions. And then they want to look at us and say, how can you be mad at me?
It's also the same organization that overplayed its hand with Baker Mayfield. It's the same organization that overplayed its hand on Odell Beckham Jr. I have no doubts in my mind that Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski are a much better pairing in the front office than really any pairing we've seen. I mean, I like Tom Heckert. Did I love Tom Heckert and Eric Mangini? Did I love Tom Heckert and Pat Shurmur? No. So, this is the first time I felt the head coach and GM in Cleveland since 99, both are on the same level. So that's cool. That's awesome. But these are treacherous waters both of those guys are swimming in because the Haslams are still wild cards. And I say that respectfully because they're billionaires and I'm not. That's absolutely what they are. So we're going to throw this out to you guys, continue to throw it out to you guys. Do you have the latest developments with Deshaun Watson changed your thinking on Jimmy Garoppolo? And we at some point we'll have to get into what is the ceiling of this team with Jimmy Garoppolo. But right. Todd in Ward 1, you're joining us now. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Dustin. Hey, Nick. So
Todd.
That's correct. All through all occasions. So there's some questions behind this statement. I do not believe that the Browns can afford not to wait, because there's just not enough information in front of the Players Association to say, let's jump just yet. And there's not enough information in front of the Browns to get these two questions answered, which I'm posing to you. Will Garoppolo, in your opinion, play for just 1 year? And
he doesn't really have a choice.
Actually, he does, because he can go to Tampa Bay and be the backup to Tom Brady.
Well, if you're him, where would you rather go? A place where you're reasonably going to be a starter, or go be a backup to Tom Brady? I don't think, if I'm Jimmy Garoppolo, I think the bigger ego hit is allowing myself to go be a backup, even if it's to Tom Brady.
Most people could set their ego aside for a certain amount of money as it applies to their professional pursuits.
But the Bucs are screwed from a salary cap perspective anyways. That's why they're screwed with the offensive line having 4 of their guys down right now, because they can't afford to go get better guys or guys to come in.
Which brings me to my next question with this statement before it. I read the entire report now, and she did a very detailed analysis. She's a former federal judge. If this was a federal case, she'd have a little bit more flexibility. So with that in place, do you not see, or do you think, that the Players Association can drag this out for the whole year and Deshaun Watson can play for the whole year in federal court?
Well, he wouldn't. He wouldn't play for the full year regardless. So, because I think some people are confused on this.
I think everyone's confused.
Because
on this.
The suspension's already been handed down. They're not appealing the suspension by Sue Robinson.
They're looking to add to it.
Well, no. Deshaun's camp in the NFLPA.
Oh, yeah, they're not appealing it.
Because they've said they're not appealing it. They're appealing the appeal. I know that might be confusing. They're not appealing the 6-game suspension.
The NFL?
Deshaun's camp. Because he was saying, don't you think the NFLPA can drag this out?
Oh, I got you.
And so because they're not appealing the initial Sue Robinson decision, Deshaun will have to be suspended and serve that 6-game suspension. What they're appealing is any penalty on top of the 6-game suspension. And to Todd's point, I disagree vehemently. This idea that the Browns can wait, what are they waiting for? What information do you need if you don't have it already? What information do you need that's going to make you, now it's time for Jimmy Garoppolo? Because it's financially, the only information I need is a physical that makes sure that dude can throw. That's the only information I need. and that can be handled. I could make a call today. Jimmy could be here tomorrow.
We've got great orthopedists here in Cleveland
yep.
that work for the Browns mm-hmm. that will thoroughly examine Jimmy Garoppolo's throwing shoulder.
I didn't get there's a certain segment, and I don't want to speak for everybody, and I don't want to, you know, rile anybody up here. There's a certain segment of people content with slow playing this Deshaun Watson thing. And
the longer you slow play, the long you're going to be left with nothing.
It's so weird to me.
And you're going to start losing games.
Well, and you're going to start losing games. And this is a slippery slope this year. And it's a slippery slope because the locker room's already been dealing with this for about 4 months. They're coming off the Baker stuff. So it's a locker room that just needs kind of calmer waters. And I think Jacoby as a leader is positioned to calm those waters. But the only that's the camp thing. That's a preseason thing.
Right.
The only thing that calms waters in a regular season, because the pressure is so immense, and you know this better than anybody, being in an NFL locker room, there is nothing like the pressure of an NFL locker room. The pressure in meetings, week six, if you've lost a couple games, seasons can go sideways. So the idea that Jacoby Brissett can bridge a gap of 12 games, and that's a light suspension in this case, you lose the wrong games early. A small schneid with a quarterback that let's be honest, those guys know what Jacoby is physically. You can love a guy. You can respect a guy as much as you want. But you know the limitations of your quarterback. The book is out on Jacoby. He struggles to throw guys open.
Yep.
And he struggles to push the ball down the field. So with those two things in mind, if those things get exposed early and you're losing, it's going to take this season from, well, we got to bridge the gap to Deshaun, to you're going to be losing games, and you're going to, you could potentially lose the locker room before Deshaun comes back. The season could become. My fear right now is the Browns season becoming a lost cause. Jacoby Brissett, in and of himself, is a fine backup quarterback and a great guy from all things. I'm rooting for him, and you know what? If he starts week one, week two, I'm going to root for that guy. But you can't, if you're the Browns, look into the eyes of your fans, look into the eyes of the media and said, hey, man, we did everything we could. If you go and say, well, we just couldn't pull the trigger on Jimmy. We didn't have enough information. Oh, like the six-game suspension, like yeah. the appeal, like the how long, like, come on. That's pleading ignorance, and this organization is filled to the brim of guys who went to Harvard and Yale. They're too smart to plead ignorance. So I will not accept ignorance or the fifth from this organization as it relates to Jimmy Garoppolo. I want to see them get to it. I want to see them act with a sense of urgency as early as this weekend, but no later than the second the
we find out what this is, what the Peter Harvey's going to say.
Peter C. Harvey.
Peter C. Harvey.
Put some respect on that C. We've got a full bank of calls here. So Derek, Tom, Tommy, we're going to get to your guys' thoughts on this. One of the Tommies saying, what if you trade for Jimmy G and Watson ends up playing all season? Won't happen. He's already got to serve the six-game suspension.
One guy is much better than the other and wins and has been to a Super Bowl and two conference championship games.
I was thinking very reductively. I was thinking like wins. Because the most I think we could expect Jacoby Brissett to have is 8 wins. And I think that's wishful thinking across 17 games, if he played all 17 games. Jacoby Brissett, or Jimmy Garoppolo, rather. I mean, I think we could really, one, depending on if he was ready by the start of the season, I think you could really start out 3-1, you know, 4-1, 4-2, whatever, which I think would go a long way to stabilizing this team. I think that's another way to put Jimmy Garoppolo. I think Jacoby stabilizes you for a shorter period of time. But even if Jimmy Garoppolo only played 12 games this year, and that's a big hypothetical, I think he's one of the rare quarterbacks out there that could actually stabilize you relatively long term.
Oh, totally. I mean, this season, think about it. If Jimmy G played this year and let's say they won the division, it's possible.
Yep.
Then you got all this momentum for Deshaun to come back next year.
Yep. And, oh, you know what else? Let's say he only plays 12 games. 12 games will be enough to get him his next contract wherever he goes. And so even if he has to cede to Deshaun Watson, Deshaun Watson walks into a first-place team in Week 13, I don't think he'll be complaining. I don't think the locker room would be complaining either.
No.
Let's go to Derek in Cleveland. Welcome to the show. Can we? Are you hopping aboard the Garoppolo train?
Absolutely.
Choo-choo!
To answer your question. But to take up for the Haslams, and your take, Nick, was you were right. But also, we have to think about, this is an organization that said they didn't know what they were doing when they bought this team. The way they pieced it together to the point where we got the GM and the head coach, because you're right, this is the first time of me watching the Browns that I've ever seen that cohesion in the front office. I think the Haskins been – Garoppolo was always about the it was always in the plan. So we're going to end up with him because San Francisco, we have the most to give. We have the most money taking over.
And we're really the only team that's in the market for a starting quarterback.
Thank you,
or at least should be in the market for a starting quarterback.
Thank you for the call there, Derek. The money thing, people keep focusing on money and collateral.
It's,
you know,
1 year.
Well, and
they've got tons of cap space.
I still don't know you're going to have to give up. I don't think you're going to have to pay Jimmy G. Because, listen, Garoppolo, his whole contract is not guaranteed. So, and when you say to him, well, we're going to give you $5 million, guaranteed, that's more money. And I mark my word. San Francisco is not going to have a $26 million insurance policy for Trey Lance on the roster. They're not going to do it. If they were, he'd be practicing more. He's not. He's throwing the ball on the sidelines and really not taking part in practice the way some of the Browns backups are. So this is a matter of time of finding where he's going to land, and I also don't think he's going to cost a lot. Because who the hell's going to trade for him at this point, if not for the Cleveland Browns? Tom in Cleveland, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, yeah, first off, go get Jimmy G. I'm with you guys. But I think you guys are a little wrong on how the CBA in this. Once either side appealed to L. Robinson's punishment, six games does not exist anymore. So if Harvey comes down and suspends him for the season, and Watson and the NFLPA to stop that suspension, it stops at game, at zero.
Real quick on that, both Mike Florio and Charles Robinson have said that while the injunction is in place, it does not stop Deshaun from serving the six-game suspension to start the season. So no matter what happens, he won't start till week seven.
But the six games doesn't exist anymore. The way that CBA is written, once either side filed an appeal, that punishment no longer exists.
I don't know what to tell you, buddy.
It would be a voluntary, self-imposed suspension.
It is not Nick Wilson reporting that. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not. Dustin, have you read the CBA?
Not every letter of it. No.
No. I don't read a lot. All right. I can read, but I don't read a lot. So I don't know where Tom is getting that. I'm just going to tell you two of the people that I respect most. One who is a lawyer, Mike Florio, and another who we had on the other day, Charles Robinson, who is as thorough of a reporter.
They're both on opposite sides of this.
Well, no, both have said no matter what, the six-game suspension is going to happen for Deshaun. There's no way in which he starts any of the first six games of the season.
I thought they refuted each other.
I thought they agreed with each other.
We'll double-check during the break.
Keith? Keith, which one is it?
Keith, put
this is Grant Delpit's stats all over again.
I will actually go grab the clip from Charles Robinson from yesterday. It was yesterday we had Charles Robinson, right? Yeah. I'll go grab the clip from him. We'll play it this next segment here.
All righty.
Great.
James from Twinsburg. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Hope you're having a good day.
You too, buddy.
I'm half and half. I'm down for Jimmy G.
Toot.
But I'm also worried about next season when, we got a lot of cap space, but that's when Deshaun hit. And I figure with how good he is, a lot of people want to come and play here. We're going to need that cap.
So let me ask
you.
I'll get
off here so you can talk about it.
Oh, real quick. Actually, before you go, James, I believe the Carolina Panthers are paying Baker Mayfield $4.6 million this year, and they gave up a conditional fourth or fifth round pick for Baker Mayfield. If that's all you had to pay for Jimmy Garoppolo, would that absolve your concerns?
No, I'm down for Jimmy G for that, but I'm more worried that, like, you have elite wide receiver want to come next year, and Deshaun, let's be honest, ain't getting paid really until next year. Are we going to be able to afford Clowney and them?
I would just say I don't think. I mean, listen, and thanks for the call. The Browns are going to have more difficult decisions on their hand with Clowney and, I mean, even Amari Cooper, who next year will be the last year of his contract. A lot of that isn't guaranteed, if I'm remembering correctly. So, like, those difficult decisions are going to come regardless. You're going to be letting go at the end of the season some really good players because you can't afford everybody.
Right.
But I don't think, in the end, what you would get Garoppolo for here will be prohibitive of that. I think that's a numbers crunch you're going to have to work with anyways.
What do you think draft pick-wise?
I don't even know you're going to have to give up a draft pick. I'm not even certain they're not just going to release him. But I would say the most you have to give up is very similar to Baker. Conditional fourth, fifth round pick. Which, again,
is nothing.
Is literally nothing.
To salvage your season?
For even if Jimmy just starts 12 games.
Right.
You've paid for it. There are fourth or fifth round picks that go play for 12 games in totality in the NFL.
Yeah.
And aren't very good. Tommy from Brunswick, what's up, buddy? Happy Friday.
Hello, my friends. How are we?
Doing well, buddy. What you got for us?
I got a quick question. All right. I mean, since he lied, the NFL possibly will suspend him all year, okay? But is there a way out of this? I mean, not in a legal sense, but in a moral sense. I mean, egregious, inappropriate. I mean, that worsens my feelings, you know? I mean, can we cheer for this guy? You know, it's not Bernie.
That's up to you, man.
Well, okay, Dustin, I agree with that. That's right. You know me, I'm going to cheer for the Browns.
I know you will.
Okay? I'm all in, baby. But I don't know. This is weird. It strikes me as, you know, like I was talking to the screener before she came in, and she goes, if there was egregious and inappropriate behavior by the NFL and everybody was convicted, there wouldn't be an NFL. So I get that. I mean, there's a lot of bad people. But this is just weird to me now.
I'm just going to be honest, buddy. I don't think, Tommy, that you and I can answer today whether we'll either cheer for Deshaun Watson or here's maybe that we'll enjoy cheering for him. I don't know I can answer that today. I know that given what he's accused of, and this isn't just because people really play the game of moral relativity with what Deshaun wants. Well, but guilty and are innocent until proven guilty. Well, but there are people who may, I don't care. I can only tell you that really once you crack double digit allegations and double digit lawsuits for your conduct,
not just double digits,
you've done
more than 20.
Well, more than 20 and had upwards of 60 to 70, if we're remembering the New York Times, Jenny French's fantastic reportings, 66 sought-out interactions, yes.
There's something going on there.
I don't know what Deshaun did or didn't do, but the idea of probable cause or doubt goes out the window. And I also am pretty sensitive to the idea of talking about this because it does involve women, and women who bring these accusations to light are often ignored, and they're often downplayed, or they are shouted down. So I'm very sensitive to doing anything like that. However, I think for me, it's going to take a long time before I can look at Deshaun Watson. And by the way, Deshaun has a role in this. This is not just go play football well. For a good amount of people, go play football well will be enough. I do need to see some real maturation. I need to see some ownership of the situation from Deshaun at some point. Not necessarily saying...
I mean, publicly, he has said he's innocent from the start of this and has taken really nothing publicly to say that he's done anything wrong.
Which could also be a legal situation.
He still has one case out there.
But It's clear, at the very least, he's had some problematic decisions. And he has made some very poor decisions, and it has ended up impacting negatively the lives of several of these women. That, I don't think, is made up.
Agreed.
So, what will it take for us to root for Deshaun Watson? I don't know. I know we're not there yet. I know that the worst thing to happen for Deshaun is that this happens in transition from one organization to another, because you and I haven't seen a bunch of evidence. We haven't seen him on the field ball out, so that we feel an attachment to him. And, you know, we were going back and forth earlier about the 6-game suspension and whether Deshaun would have to serve that regardless. When we come back, we're actually going to have the Charles Robinson clip that explains it on 92.3 The Fan. We wanted to play because there was some confusion, and it was my fault. I had thought that Charles Robinson and Mike Florio have both been on the no matter what happens, Deshaun Watson's going to be out 6 weeks. Well, when Charles Robinson was actually on with us yesterday, here was his understanding of what happens in the case of an injunction against the NFL.
I would love to give you a clear answer to that, but the problem is I don't even think the union has a clear understanding of whether or not he would have to sit out those 6 games because of the fact that he did not appeal it, that the league appealed it. I think the opinion is that no, once the league appeals, it's an appeal, so you can't sit there and say, well, he has to abide by it just because he didn't appeal. No, it was appealed. The decision was appealed. Both parties didn't need to appeal it to vacate it. Now, again, I don't know for sure if that's going to stick, but it's my understanding that if it's appealed by either side, it is then vacated. Okay, so that this idea that, well, he's got to serve the 6-game suspension just because he wasn't the one who appealed it, I don't believe that's, at least from what I have been advised, the thought process is that's not correct. Once it's appealed, didn't matter which side appealed it, it does not exist. Once it's appealed in the process. So yeah, hey, she handed down 6 games. It got appealed. Didn't matter. At this point, it's vacated. Peter Harvey sorts it out now, which means that if, you know, Deshaun Watson, again, this is how it's been explained to me, if he goes to federal court, if he goes the federal route, the TRO, the temporary restraining order, can be granted as it was in the Ezekiel Elliott case. And, you know, you start to go down the pipeline of, okay, when can he be on the field? When can he be on the field? And it slithers its way through the court system, and you figure out whether it's going to be punted a year as it was with the Brady case, or in the Elliott case, whether or not, you know, he'll be on the field for a portion of the season, and then eventually it'll run its course, and there will be some sort of, you know, final result that will end in him being taken off the field or not.
I don't know either one specifically makes me feel better, whether he is out there week one or not. I would say, like, in hearing it, my understanding of it has been, and this is colored by what Mike Florio said, which is the opposite, is that they're not appealing the Sue Robinson part of this. They have accepted that. What they would be appealing is the additional suspension by the NFL. Now,
right.
I don't know if those are looped in together. I'm not a lawyer, but I don't know. I don't think, I'll just say it. I don't think that any legal shenanigans, if they come out, if the NFL comes out and says 17 games or indefinite suspension or 12 games, even if Deshaun Watson plans on fighting it and the Players Association plans on fighting it, I don't think that should stop you from chasing Jimmy Garoppolo either. Because the worst case scenario is you've got an even better backup quarterback and Jacoby Brissett's your third quarterback. That's a nice problem to have. I think we can all agree that.
Yeah, I mean, Deshaun's not going to play every game this year, no matter what. He's
yes.
not playing every game. We know that much.
And it does protect you in case that injunction is decided within the fall. Right? Because everybody's
right.
like, well, it could be like Tom Brady. Or it could be like Ezekiel Elliott, who played for 8 weeks and then was suspended and then had to come off suspension. And listen, if Deshaun gets if that suspension is upheld halfway through the year, it's not only going to impact this year, it's going to impact next year's
right.
as well. God, I just love – that's how I wanted to go into my Friday, which is more legalese. Bob from Cleveland, welcome to the show, buddy. Are you aboard the Garoppolo Express?
Absolutely. We have
toot,
to.
Toot.
No doubt about it.
Dustin, what the hell, bro?
Toot, toot.
Thank you.
Sorry.
All right, what you got for us, buddy?
You know what? It's time that we, the fans, do something about what's going on. They're getting the crap kicked out of us. They're not punishing Sean Watson. They're punishing us. We're the guys that are going to have a Super Bowl season taken away from us if it goes beyond six games. So in order to fight back, I put our group together that actually was together in the 90s that helped keep the Browns here in the city. And I'm working through the 360 Browns backers organizations throughout the country. I'm heading to Canton right now. The name of our group is called The Dogs Bite Back. And I'm organizing right now a meeting with all the heads, the presidents of all these organizations that are here in Canton for dinner tonight. And we're going to get together. We're going to fight back. We're going to open up a website.
How do you fight back there, Bob?
Well, you fight back with a lot of ways. You let the NFL know that you're hurting the Browns back, the Browns fans. It's not just, they're not taking into account, what about us? What does it do to us? We're expecting a Super Bowl season that'll be taken away from us because of the NFL. What the heck is the difference between six games, 12 games, 15, 18, no matter what happens?
At least six games.
But it's got six games we can accept. Everybody can accept that. Going beyond that is just the NFL trying to hammer Cleveland like they have in the past.
Now, Bob, let me ask you. Bob, real quick, are you mad at the Haslams?
No, absolutely not. Why would I be mad at them?
They traded for a guy with 24 civil lawsuits of sexual assault.
You know, they're trying to better their team, and that's what business is about, and they're good businessmen. And the guys around him aren't stupid. They're not stupid. They're smarter than us. They know what they're doing.
Which ones specifically are smarter than us? I'll go IQ test for IQ test for certain people, but not everybody.
Well, I'll tell you, they have a great front office, they have a great coaching staff, and they have a great owner. So what more do you want? The owner's behind us, has done everything to keep the team here in Cleveland, has spent money to make it successful, is doing it now. He spent $250 million to try to get us a decent quarterback. So what more do you want the guy to do? He's a businessman.
But let me tell you, Bob, I got a lot I'd like them to do. I'd like them to stand up for their decision. I'd like for them to put a little bit more thought into a decision when bringing in a quarterback. Listen, I am not stupid enough to say that I don't understand the risk-reward that the Browns were playing with. What I think they miscast was what the reaction to the was going to be, to the decision was going to be. Now, I also can defend this and say that what has been a mockery to me is the media painting it like only Cleveland was trading for Deshaun Watson.
Right.
I don't really see a difference between Dave Tepper saying I'll pay $200 million guaranteed of a $250 million contract and the Haslam saying $250 million. I don't know. That's a great look, Bob. I'm just going to be honest with you, buddy. I understand that Super Bowl seasons are important. I understand how gravely this impacts the Cleveland Browns, and I don't want to make it seem like I'm fan-shaming you, but I don't know that that's a great look. I don't know fighting this. I think Cleveland fans should be disappointed in the accusations of Deshaun Watson, whether he was here or not. I think they should be disappointed, equally disappointed, with the way this has been handled by the organization, including the decision itself. And I think it's convenient to say the NFL's screwing Cleveland. The NFL isn't doing this because he's with the Cleveland Browns.
No.
If he had gone to New Orleans, they were still going to try and do this. If he had went to Atlanta, they're still trying to do this. And guys, furthermore, the NFL doesn't have anything against Cleveland. Every fan base thinks Roger Goodell has it out for their team. Dallas Cowboys fans are certain that given the Ezekiel Elliott stuff and the – who's the other jabroni? Jerry Jones? That because of their action – Roger Goodell has it out for them. New England, because of Deflategate. And that one actually might be true. That was another weird case of something that was blown out of proportion. New England fans are certain Roger Goodell fans. Pittsburgh fans, because of the Roethlisberger thing, are certain. It's not true. Roger Goodell is not pro or anti any team. You know what he's pro? More money.
Money.
You know what he's pro? Trying to look like he's good at his job.
Trying to make the league look like they care about women. Trying to make the league look like they care about discipline.
Which, by the way,
you should.
I don't think they do. I really don't think they give a damn about discipline, because if they did, there would be less of a discrepancy between owners and players.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't think it's necessarily a good look to fight this, or the angle you're driving at. As somebody who grew up rooting for the Browns from the time, I mean, my fandom was handed to me from my parents, and it was handed to them from their parents. I can't be looking at the NFL when I got to look at the Cleveland Browns organization. Sean in Kent, are you aboard the Garoppolo Express?
I can't say that I am.
No toots for you, Sean.
No toots for you.
No toots for you, my friend.
No toots for me. No toots for me. I just want to know how many more games you think that they'll win with Garoppolo than with Brissett, realistically.
I mean, I could see them being
four.
I was going to say closer to like two or three, and I think that's going to be the difference enough in the AFC to be either one of the five worst teams in the AFC or one of the six best teams.
So let's say it's three, and, you know, I'm kind of interested to see what Brissett does, because he's on a good team now. And listen, there's no guarantee that Deshaun couldn't have gone out there in the first preseason game and broke his kneecap or something like that and been out for the season. We'd still have to have a decent backup quarterback. God knows that Brown's luck has been that way with, like, the snapper that they got that got the staph infection or whatever that was and was done in training camp. But I don't think it's worth it to go get him. I think that they should just play it out and have to be like, okay, we've got a strong defense. We've got a pretty strong offense. We've got a strong running game. What would they have to give up to get him, do you think? You know, Garoppolo.
I think
a fourth or fifth round pick.
Yeah, I think that's the heaviest. Yeah. So if in 4 months we're talking about the Browns and everything else we've said about this team is true, the defense has been top 10, and the secondary and the front have been fantastic, and the offensive line has solidified itself, and Amari Cooper, 1,200 yards, but the real difference between them making the playoffs and being a 7-win team is Jacoby Brissett and quarterback play. Would you look back and then wonder what Jimmy Garoppolo could have given you?
Probably.
All right. So, and my point to you back would be, this is not the kind of season I want to look back and wondering if we left too many bullets in the chamber. And I thank you for the call. I completely understand what Sean is saying. But if this defense is the 15th best defense instead of the 10th best defense, and that's the reason you miss the playoffs, I can handle it. If the wide receivers break down and you just don't get enough production out of it, I'll be disappointed. But you know what? Amari Cooper's good. David Njoku's getting paid like he's good. The offensive line, listen, injuries happen. There's a lot of ways that I can look at the Browns and say, well, if this happens, I'm okay. I'm okay if you miss the playoffs. If it's Jacoby Brissett wasn't good enough and he had to start, 10 or more games, I'm going to look back and say you wasted a golden opportunity.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.